The Taliban shuts down hair and beauty salons in Afghanistan, leaving many women jobless. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. A very good morning to you. Going to get your hair or your nails done is something that a lot of women all over the world take for granted. But from now on, it is another freedom that has been stripped away from the women of Afghanistan. The Taliban has fulfilled its threat to shut down hair and beauty salons across the country, leaving tens of thousands of women without work. The BBC's Caroline Davies reports.
Crying as she cleared out the last of her equipment, one beauty salon owner sent the BBC a video of her stripped down parlour, hair dryers and hairspray all packed away. The front doors had been sealed with a strip of paper stating that the authorities had closed it down. Sources from Afghanistan's Chamber of Commerce have told the BBC that an estimated 60,000 people, mostly women, will lose their jobs from the closures. Afghan women have seen the number of places they've been able to visit dramatically reduced in the past few months. They're barred from classrooms, gyms and parks. The Taliban authorities have also imposed strict dress codes and limits on the ability to travel alone. They've also been banned from working for international aid agencies. Beauty salons were last shut down when the Taliban ruled between 1996 and 2001, but did initially stay open when the Taliban retook power 2 years ago.
Caroline Davies reporting. OK, let's do the numbers. Asian equities edged lower as optimism over Chinese government promises of economic support fizzled, and traders look ahead to an interest rate decision in the US. The Hong Kong's Hang Seng index declined 0.3% and China's CSI 300 is down 0.2%. And meanwhile, China has named a new governor of its central bank, Pan Gongsheng. His appointment is the latest in a broader shakeup of the management there. The head of one of the UK's biggest banks, NatWest, has stood down today after it transpired they closed the account of former member of the European Parliament and a key figure in the Brexit vote, Nigel Farage, due to his right-wing political beliefs. It had been reported by the BBC that Farage's account had been closed due to having insufficient funds, and this turned out to be untrue. The person who gave the BBC that information was NatWest boss Alison Rose, which she disclosed in a statement last night. Our business reporter Peter Ruddock has more.
After Downing Street expressed serious concerns about Dame Alison Rose, her position at the head of a bank which counts the government as its largest shareholder clearly became untenable. Dame Alison had pledged to continue leading the business after apologising for an error of judgment in talking about the closure of Nigel Farage's account and NatWest private banking arm Coutts. However, after a late-night board meeting, she agreed to leave. Mr Farage told the BBC he welcomed the early hours resignation, but called for cultural and legal changes to make sure people's right to a bank account was strengthened.
That was the BBC's Peter Ruddock there. Now, I'm sure you could be feeling it yourself, but much of the world is experiencing some very hot weather at the moment, record temperatures in Europe and elsewhere. And in Germany, the government is suggesting that a siesta, it's probably more familiar perhaps in Spanish countries, it could help German workers cope with the uncharacteristic summer heat. Should we all be considering a sleep in the day at work? George Berry has a degree in organisational psychology and is a consultant at a talent advisory firm in London. And he told my colleague Ed Butler about the science behind a siesta.
Productivity is one of the things that naps have been found to improve. I think that, again, for me, it kind of comes down to the stress element. Most people in the West aren't getting enough sleep. You know, you're meant to get kind of 7 to 9 hours. There's a lot of good evidence for that, not only for health, but also for work outcomes. If you can get in even just 10, 15, 20 minutes of sleep in the day, that can be so refreshing. You know, if you've got a better mood, there's evidence for better creativity, problem solving and productivity. These are all elements that don't just impact job satisfaction, and that's going to give you better retention, and Carefully, strategically placed naps can certainly help with.
George Berry there. Now, a year ago, the United Nations launched an urgent appeal to salvage a stricken oil tanker moored off the coast of Yemen, and it was feared a spill could cause an environmental catastrophe in the Red Sea. Now the money has been raised and the mission to extract the oil started yesterday. The BBC's Rebecca Kespi spoke to David Gressley, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, who was on a ship nearby overseeing the operation.
Right now I'm in the port of Hodeidah, where the vessel has been lying unmaintained for the last 8 years, and it's decaying quite steadily and threatens to spill over 1 million barrels of oil, not only into the Port of Hodeidah, but into the Red Sea more broadly, affecting potentially hundreds of thousands of people. Fortunately, we've been able to mobilize the resources and the political will by all parties, including in Sana'a and Aden, and have been able to bring in a salvage vessel and a replacement vessel to store the oil. And today, we actually were able to overcome all of the technical problems required in carrying out the salvage operation to start pumping oil into the new vessel. It's called the Yemen. And we hope over the next 3 weeks to be able to complete that transfer and secure that oil so that it's no longer a threat to the people of Yemen or the Red Sea more broadly.
That was David Gressley, the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, speaking there. And finally, if you're a Spotify user, you probably already know you're going to have to pay more for your subscription, unless you're in India. And that might be because it's one of Spotify's key emerging markets. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ollie Dalbert-Tanson. He was the editor today. Producer was James Graham. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks very much for listening.